And this week we are continuing our theme of evaluating, and this time we are evaluating the use of coupons. Like last week, at the end of the show, I share how my thoughts may or may not have changed since recording this episode and some updates. ¡Qué lo goces! Yes, you are here. Bienvenida to the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a mixed language podcast hosted by me, Jen Hemphill, to help you become the reina of your money and love your dinero more. If you are needing some inspiration and encouragement at this very moment, you have come to the right place. Gracias por compartir este tiempo conmigo. Now let's jump in to today's dose of money confidence. Hey there, welcome to yet another episode of the Her Money Matters podcast. This is Jen Hemphill. And as usual, I have a little broken record spiel or a little speech that, in my opinion, is a big necessity. And that's to say that I appreciate you being here. I know you're busy. I mean, we're all busy. And you've taken time out of your busy schedule to listen to me talk into this podcast. So it really means a lot to me. Today's topic is all about couponing. And you and I know that couponing is a great way to save money. And you can save a lot of money if you're doing it right. But there's one thing that I find that many people are doing wrong. And you are most likely doing this wrong with couponing. We'll see. You'll have to tell me afterwards, all right? So I find this a lot of people making this mistake, which is what I'm going to talk about in today's episode, but I'm going to share other things. So in today's episode, of course, I'm going to share with you that one mistake that you are most likely making. I'm also going to share with you why it's important to take notice. I'm also going to tell you what you can do about it. And lastly, I'm going to tell you one thing you do absolutely need to consider. Before I do that, I wanted to give a shout out because we've gotten some feedback on the Jumpstart Your Money Mini Guide, which makes me truly excited and humbled because when you create something to give value and someone puts it into use and gets great results, it definitely makes me feel good. So this is some feedback that comes from Paola in the UK. She says, I have used Jen's Jumpstart Your Money mini guide to start budgeting. I looked through the guide and also watched her video. It proved so valuable to me. I suddenly realized how many expenses I have that I do not account for monthly because simply they don't occur monthly, but annually. I started noting down all these expenses and it helped me get a better picture of my financial situation. I can now plan for the future with more confidence. I feel I am more in charge with my money and that I can make sensible decisions. Thank you, Jen. All the best, Paola. I am excited and proud of you, Paola. Keep up the great work and thank you so much for those kind words. So let's move on to why you are here with me today. We're here to talk about couponing and that one mistake. So what is that one mistake that you're making? How is making your savings from that shopping trip work for you? Is it working pretty good? So let's paint the picture here. You get in the car, you go to the grocery store, you have your coupons, you know what's on sale, you buy items that are on sale, and then you maximize your savings because you're using coupons for that particular item. And let's say in this particular shopping trip, you walked away with $40 in savings. So of course, naturally, you walk away ecstatic, you walk away proud because heck, you just save $40. And that's definitely something to celebrate. But my question to you is, what are you doing specifically with the $40? If you're shrugging your shoulders and saying, I don't know, or you're telling me, but Jen, I save $40. I mean, that's what I'm doing, right? Or maybe you just said, well, I just put it in my purse, or I don't know, it's in the bank, right? If any of those answers is what you answered, we need to have a talk, like right this minute. And I'm so glad you're here for it. So why is this important to take notice, right? Why is this important to know what you have if you're doing something specifically with the $40 rather than just celebrating that you just saved $40? You need to put that $40 to work. You don't want to leave it in your purse or just leave it, you know, be able to look at on the receipt saying you saved $40. No, that's not going to do you any good. Yes, it's going to get used up elsewhere and maybe not where it is needed the most. I mean, think about it. So if where that $40 that you saved, or think about the last time that you saved whatever it was amount of money in couponing. Where is it now, right? Where is it? Do you know specifically where it went? 9 times out of 10, you don't. And also I want you to think about the last time you saved money couponing. What kind of impact did it have on your life outside of that feel-good experience that you had with just seeing the savings on the receipt? Did it have any impact, or is it just the happiness and being proud of saving that money? So let me ask you this. What if you can take that savings and maximize it? So that $40 or whatever it is that you save, what if you can take that and just maximize it? That's what I mean by putting it to work. So what if that $40 in this instance could go towards your savings or towards an extra payment, towards your debt, towards that splurge fund? Because hey, we ladies like to splurge and it's quite all right. Wouldn't that really elevate your level of excitement when you see that receipt with that amount of money you save? Because you say, oh my goodness, I'm going to take this $40 and put it towards some debt, or this $40, I'm going to go get my nails done and my feet done, or whatever the case may be. That's exciting, right? I mean, absolutely. So what can you do about it? While you are in the store, this is what I suggest. You want to do something about it, like before you even get home, if at all possible. So while you're in the store or before you start driving home, this is the beauty of technology. You take that smartphone out, you open up the bank app, your bank app, because I don't know of any bank that doesn't. There might be, but hopefully 9 times out of 10, your bank is going to have an app that you have available for you on your phone. And then you're going to transfer that money that you just saved immediately and make it work for you. What does that mean? You're going to transfer it to your savings account. You're going to transfer it towards that emergency fund that you're building, or maybe for some gift funds, for some splurge funds, travel, an extra payment on debt. You know what's best for you. Oh, you can do this. If you can't do it, maybe there's a reason you can't do it right away. Do it as soon as you get home. Get on the computer or on your phone and get this done right away. Or if you're using the cash envelope system, just put it away in one of those envelopes that serves you best, right? Really, you got to do what's best for you. Only you know that. I don't know that. But just do that, because that is going to get you more excited. I mean, think about it. Doesn't that thought of being able to do that excite you? This episode is brought to you by Financially Strong Latina La Membresía. Imagine having a space of like-minded mujeres to lean on for support, accountability, and to get those dinero questions answered. You have that and more with Financially Strong Latina La Membresía. You can check out the details of this monthly membership at jenhemphill.com/membership. Tell anybody I told you, we also have a private members only podcast in addition to all the wonderful benefits you get with this membership. So go check it out.
Oh.
you're probably now thinking, okay, if I do this, if I transfer that money, what if I don't have enough for the rest of the month? Or what if I don't have enough to pay the bills? Or there might be some questions that are coming up right now as you think through this, even though there's excitement, but there's also some little doubt, right? Am I right? There probably is. So this is why I'm going to tell you there's one thing to consider. So if you don't set a certain amount, meaning in other words, if you don't budget certain amounts, for example, in this instance, it was groceries, it's not going to work as well because you don't know what your target goal is, meaning your budgeted amount or allotted amount versus what you really spend. You really need to be clear on what you're spending. Okay. This means that you need to know how much money a month you have for groceries, how much money a month you have for all these other expenses that are in your financial picture. And of course, this means knowing what money is coming in and exactly where it's going, not just knowing what money is coming in and it just is getting spent. You need to know where it's getting spent and how much you're spending on those things. And this, of course, means that you need to be tracking where it's all going. So you need to be tracking your expenses, right? Not necessarily fun, but it's got to be done. And if you haven't done this, really the very, very first step, this is the very first step before you do anything else. It's like the pre-budgeting step. You can't just create a budget without knowing these things. It's a planning step, right? But I want to say this, if you aren't making this mistake and you're already maximizing your savings in a similar way or by how I'm telling you, I would really, really love to hear from you. Just leave me a message at jenhemphill.com/voicemail. So it'd be a voice message, or you can send me an email at support@jenhemphill.com. So I would love to feature you. I would love to give you a shout out on one of the episodes of this podcast. And again, so you can leave me a voicemail message at jenhemphill.com/voicemail, or you can send me an email at support@jenhemphill.com. So let's recap the main points of the show. We talked about that one mistake that you're most likely making, which is doing nothing with those coupon savings. And we also talked about why it's important to take notice, because you want to put that savings to work. We also discussed what you can do about it, and that's a simple step, which is taking that smartphone and transferring that money, or doing it from the computer, or if you're using the cash envelope system, taking that money and put it in another envelope. And we also talked about that one thing you absolutely need to consider. And that is, if you're not clear on what your target goal is and that's in spending, it's not going to work because you haven't budgeted or allotted a certain amount for certain things like groceries. So it's not going to necessarily going to work because you just don't know what you're spending, right? So you can't track, you can't compare it that what you're spending versus what your target amount was. Okay. So I have an action step for you today. I want you to start maximizing those coupon savings and make them work for you. I don't want you just to celebrate just the savings, you know, seeing that on the receipt, but I want you to celebrate what you will be doing with the savings, because that really is more exciting when you put that money to work and seeing what that money is doing for you. Now it's time for the 2021 thoughts. I am still not the biggest fan of couponing, and I still won't do it unless it is convenient. as in the coupon is literally looking at me in the face. Why? Because I would honestly just rather spend more of my time finding ways to make more money through investing or elsewhere. For me, I find that time is better spent, and I'm not knocking couponing, but it just never has been for me. If you're a couponer and it works for you and you've seen success and it has changed your financial life, I'm curious if that is the reason why you do it. So why, if you're a couponer, I would hope it has dramatically changed your financial life that you would continue doing it. But if you are couponing and are doing it just for the sake of couponing, just because you feel like you need to save money, I challenge you to see how much of a difference it's making in your financial life. And if it isn't, can you find other ways to save that money? Can you look at the possibilities of making more of that money work for you, like investing in your Roth or your 401k or whatever that may be? But how can you multiply your money? Let's be real. There are so many possibilities to build your wealth. There's so many possibilities to save money. There's a ton of ways that you can improve your financial life, and you don't need to stick with just a few. And so I just want to share that with you, because if you are and you have been spending the time on couponing and it's just not working for you, or if you're just spending the time and you're not seeing the results, then it's time to do something else. And if you're, again, if you're doing couponing and you're saving a ton of money and you're seeing the results in your financial life, like a significant result, of course, I am definitely not knocking it. Now, another update for you. In this episode, you have heard the mention of the mini guide, and it doesn't exist anymore, but you can grab a free resource, which is the free daily dinero ritual over at jenhemphill.com/dinero. Eso es todo for this replay. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. You can check out the show notes over at the original page of jenhemphill.com/22. You will also see there the updates that I shared with you in this episode. Remember, being the reina of your money starts now simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. If you love this podcast, love this episode, I would love it if you share it with someone you care about. You never know what exactly that person is going through, and the simple act of sharing can change the direction of their financial life for the better. Bueno pues, that is everything. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.